It's time to create better.
Hi, welcome to Elaine's Kitchen
Family
Table,
health,
where we talk about how to create better.
Self.
Welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table.
Self.
This is where we share tips
today we're
about
talk
business
about how to sell your
and
product
parenting.
Or service
being
effortlessly
a mom of three,
and contagiously.
CEO of the award-winning
we're
company,
actually going to be
Easy Daisies,
reading from my book called Sell
You're
Your
learn
Passion.
The tips and secrets of
often people ask me, how come
you're
not sharing your principles
Elaine
from your book
you
on your podcast?
Challenge,
well, here we are, and we are actually on principle number three, which is be a doer. There is a great quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, which says this. You must do the things you think you cannot. I'm going to say that again. You must do the things you think you cannot. Is that not truly what an entrepreneur is? A person who jumps off that cliff and builds the airplane on the way down. We have no idea what we're doing, but we're learning quick and fast and getting it done. So if that is you, give yourself a pat on the back because we definitely deserve it. There is another great saying that goes like this. At first, they'll ask you why you're doing it, and then they'll ask you how you did it. I love that quote so much. When you first started out doing what you're doing or selling what you're selling, you probably had doubters commenting on your misjudgment of giving up your secure job to do what you're doing right now. Or if you are listening and in anticipation of starting something new, launching something new, you may be the one asking yourself these questions. Perhaps they gave you advice to stop now and that it's not too late to go back to your real job. Or maybe they questioned how you were going to survive on what you're doing and doubted that even anyone would even need what you have to offer. Well, you see, it is true. It is true that those who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world actually do. And I believe that that quote actually came from someone named Steve Jobs from Apple. When I was a school teacher, I would start my school year by telling my students to always reach for the stars, because even if you fall, you will still land higher than where you started. So reach for those stars and let your passion, your why, be your fuel. The paramount principle that we need to understand and incorporate before we can even be a doer is the following. When you make it known that the service or product that you are offering is simply an extension of your passion, your prospective client or customer will know your why. This is the principle that we need to understand and translate into everything that we sell. How your passion is your why. Now, we need to understand how what we offer is part of our passion, our why. Then we need to successfully convey that message to the rest of the world. Science shows that when you write down your goals and your thoughts, that you have a more complete understanding, that your whole body will actually physiologically help make it happen rather than it being lost in your subconscious. So jot down right here, right now, and actually in my book, I actually have a spot for that. I would like for you to just write down how you believe that your service or your product is an extension of your passion, your purpose, your why. And once you know and believe in And once we know and believe in our passion and our purpose, we are ready to go out and do. Having passion is not just the spark required to want to do something great and wonderful, but rather it is the fuel that keeps us going, especially when we feel like we're just running on empty. Your passion and your why is vital to the health and longevity of your sales and your business lifespan. I am absolutely serious, because you will have those moments where you just want to throw in the towel, but with your passion being your fuel, you'll just keep on going and you will need that. So why do we not do? Walt Disney says, the way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. However, why is it that some of us just don't run out there and share our passion? Well, I think number one, we don't love it. So choose what you love. First of all, I'm going to replace the word sell with the word offer. Loving and believing in what you offer makes it so much easier to sell to others. So if you do not have that going for you right now, please do yourself a favor and stop selling it. This book is about selling your passion, not someone else's. I'm often in awe
of the wisdom I get from chatting with my Uber drivers on my way to meetings in different cities. And as I was heading to a big meeting in Boca Raton, Florida, for which I had just flown 12 hours across the country from another country, feeling butterflies in the core of my nervousness, my wise Haitian driver, and I believe his name was Friesen, said, "You have to love what you do. When you have passion for what you do, it just shines right through you." Exactly. Your passion becomes your why. I love what I do. My passion is twofold when it comes to my work. I have a passion to help children, busy families, and adults with memory loss issues just to have easier and better quality days with my product called Easy Daisies. But I also have a passion to come alongside other women entrepreneurs who I strongly believe and hold dear to me is this quote, "We are stronger together." Sorry if I said that kind of weird, but I believe that, you know, we are stronger together, and that's why this podcast came about. And I love to learn, and I love to share the lessons that I have learned in my journey in the hopes that it will help make the journey for someone else easier and faster. And on any given week, especially when it's near audition time for TV shows like Dragon's Den and Shark Tank, I would receive emails and phone calls from women who have asked if they could just take me out for coffee and pick my brain. As much as I love coffee and helping other women, it was just a challenge to keep meeting with complete strangers for 3 or 4 hours at a time in my day when I have 3 kids and businesses to run. So this led to the creation of my podcast for women entrepreneurs called Elaine's Kitchen Table, The Business of Real Life. And it also led me to owning and running a company called Mompreneurs Canada, a chapter of it, that is, for Vancouver and the Greater Vancouver and British Columbia. And I had the honor of winning the 2014 Canadian Mompreneur of the Year, and then became their ambassador. And then I became their chapter owner out here in BC. That company does not exist any longer, but I just wanted to mention that. The podcast got its name from the fact that I started my businesses off our kitchen table. And I still proudly choose to work from there as often as I can because it's the closest place to my family. And so thank you for tuning into this podcast. I'm really, truly grateful. But number two is we lack confidence, not ability. Studies show that 2 out of the next 3 small businesses in North America will be started by women. And of that group, 2/3 of them will be moms. Women, did you know that you are a natural selling expert? It is largely because you are also a natural buying expert. About 80 to 85% of household purchasing decisions are made by women. In fact, women control about $12 trillion of the $18.4 trillion of global consumer spending. According to many studies, including the Boston Consulting Group and the Singapore Business Times, we are a growing force to be taken seriously, but it begins by taking ourselves seriously. We all have the voice telling us that we cannot do it, that we are not good enough, that we are not smart enough, but you know what? You are the expert. I have interviewed a lot of amazing people on my podcast. Several successful businesswomen have shared this same valuable example. When shown a list of criteria for a job, a woman would take a look at it and see one thing that she cannot do, and then she will say she's not qualified for the job. Whereas a man, on the other hand, will look at the same list, see one thing that he cannot do, and then say that he is absolutely qualified for the job. Women, we have no reason not to have the same assertiveness and confidence and in our own incredible abilities, rather in our possible inabilities. We would get things done so much faster if we could put our energy into doing rather than spending our time focusing on what we think we cannot do. Some of my brilliant mentors, Jim, Kevin, Alex, Brad, Jason, Nancy, and Ron, yes, most of them almost men, have taught me that you need to recognize what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And then you hire or partner with someone who has the strengths that you don't have, right? So that they can focus on those things for you. And you can focus on the right things for your business. That's what we are going to do. We are going to hold each other accountable for doing and succeeding. And that is why I created this book called Sell Your Passion. If you want something, talk about it, write it down, and keep talking about it while you are taking action steps towards it. So important. So how do we do it? Number one, talk about it and write about it. A wise and generous mentor named Jason once told me that if you want to do something, talk about it. Someone who is listening may be able to help you or know someone who can help you. Studies show that people who write their goals down are 80% more likely to accomplish them. And yet only about 3% of us do that. Wow. That is an easy opportunity to become one of the 3%, right? Part of that 3% who are most likely to succeed. Writing your goals down with timelines keeps you accountable to achieving them. And if you cannot measure it, it actually doesn't exist. So you've got this. We can make money doing what you love doing, right? I want you to hold yourself accountable for your own success. The key step to achieving that success is to be a doer. You need to show up daily for yourself by doing. Schedule it in your daily calendar that you will work on your business, not in your business, but each morning for 2 hours. Read, study, and learn how to improve the way you do business, how you sell, how you have systemized your sales, and following up. Also, schedule at least 2 hours where you work solely on income-generating tasks. That's right, sales. Because being busy and work does not mean that you are actually making money. So prioritizing and scheduling, putting into your schedule those things just so that you get it done. You make money by selling your offerings, that is, your products and your services. More and more women are becoming leaders. I think what sets us apart as mom entrepreneurs is that we do not only see ourselves as business leaders, but also as role models to our children. On my podcast in the summer of 2015, I had the pleasure of interviewing Kevin O'Leary, and he states that the 27 private companies that he's investing in, including Easy Daisies, the only ones returning a profit were those run by women. He finished by saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy mom. According to Industry Canada, 47% of all of small to mid-sized businesses are entirely or partly owned by women. And these businesses represent over $117 billion in economic activity in Canada. According to the National Association of Women Business Owners, more than 9.1 million firms in the USA are women-owned and generate more than $1.5 trillion in sales. Women-owned businesses in the US account for 31% of all privately owned businesses. Good job, ladies. Women-owned businesses make up 1 in 5 firms with a revenue of $1 million or more dollars. So, why is this female shift in business happening? I believe it's for 2 main reasons. Number one, the North American family generally needs 2 incomes to survive. Mothers are choosing to be their own boss so that they can spend more time with their children and their families while making money on their own terms. Number two, who knows better than a woman what a woman wants? Remember, women are the deciding factor in that household, and they decide on how to spend $4 out of every $5 in the consumer economy, right? That is amazing. So I want to also talk about giving gratitude. Begin by giving daily gratitude. We have nothing if we do not have gratitude. Make it a priority to show gratitude to your clients and your partners. What or who are you grateful for right now and why? Write it down. Make a point and set aside time to thank 3 people daily through emails, e-cards, or mailed cards. These people could be your future clients, your staff, or other professional colleagues. There's nothing too small to be grateful for. What is amazing is that when we show gratitude, even for the smallest things, the results are hugely impactful. Sending a thank you card or taking time to write an email to thank someone touches them personally. Your kind effort of appreciation will go a long way. I have had many experiences where opportunities present themselves based on someone to whom I showed gratitude many months ago or even years prior, all because that person was impacted by the gratitude that I showed them. Remember, people do not remember what you say or what you do, but they always remember how you made them feel. So important. It is also good to give gratitude to those who give you negative feedback. And I'm talking about if you sell or offer a service or a product, sometimes you will get negative feedback. Thank them for sharing and let them know that you always appreciate any feedback, as product quality and customer satisfaction are of utmost importance to you and your company. Plus, you can also use their feedback as consideration for improvement where needed, right? And I'm always so grateful that customers come and tell me and not just go tell other people about something negative, right? They're telling you because they want to help you in some way, even if that's not their first priority is to help. But you know what? It does help you. When your customer feels heard, you have given them a good feeling of being valued. And they'll remember that feeling perhaps more than what they didn't like about your product or service. So start with this simple tool for sales success. So in my book, I made a page called From Sales Challenge to Sales Growth. And in this chart, you're tracking a sales tracking guide for you to copy and use. You can write down your sales challenge for the week, for example. I might write down, get easy daisies into a new mass retailer. Or I might say, book 2 speaking events for July. Remember, you must be ready to fill out your sales goals, so your goals must be accomplishable. That's a big word. Gosh. So then write out 2 goals that you will accomplish this week to help you towards achieving your sales challenge. For example, my first goal may be to get products into Staples Canada. And I would write Staples as the goal number 1. And then another mass retailer in goal number 2. Because remember, my sales challenge was to have easy daisies in a new mass retailer. So I'm not just putting all my eggs into one basket. I'm spreading the efforts. Because it's copyable, right? And you're putting all that time and effort, then you can just copy it into another action step. Then my action step, I would write down research and contact buyers with a press release telling that Easy Daisies was named the top 10 most innovative small businesses in 2018 in British Columbia. A great result is to fill out would be received an email reply, have a meeting for next month, and the time and the date. So write it down and get it done and make money. Be a doer. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And I hope that you were inspired and challenged in this principle of being a doer, because it takes action to get things done. And I know you can do this. You've got this. Thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.